Months after their double-wide trailer in Bethel Acres was destroyed by a tornado, Joel and Betty Spears watched a construction crew break ground on their new home. With work due to be completed by November 15th, the couple was excited for their lives to return to normal.
So that's right around Thanksgiving. You guys have Thanksgiving plans?
Not I've yet. Already invited my whole family.
Well, it's news to me, but okay.
The two had lived in this part of Bethel Acres for over a decade. When the storms came through back in May, they went into a neighbor's shelter. When they emerged, they found their 2,000-square-foot trailer had been uprooted by the storms. There was no roof, and inside, the damage was substantial.
If it was breakable, it broke. If it was plastic, it was everywhere.
Shortly after the disaster, their daughter-in-law came up with a plan to get them back on their feet.
All I know is she came and asked me what our proof of income was, and I told her, and she said, okay, that's all I want. I said, hey, what for? She said, you'll find out. Okay. Well, a couple of weeks later, I found out.
What Joel found out was that his family had been selected to receive the first Habitat for Humanity home for tornado survivors. Central Oklahoma Habitat for Humanity CEO Ann Felton said she was thrilled to finally get started on the construction.
Well, this build today is a very exciting and important build because it's the first build for a family that was affected by the tornadoes. And it'll be just one of many, but it is the kickoff of our first house. So we're all pretty excited about this and appreciate the opportunity to be able to help this family.
With assistance from Crossings Community Church in Oklahoma City, Habitat was able to facilitate what it called a blitz build, where volunteers construct an entire home in just a few weeks. The Spears already owned the land on which their house was being built, and Betty said they had always imagined having a house on this part of the property, just 100 yards from where they lost their double wide.
Well, actually, when we first moved here, when we bought our mobile home, our dream was to build a house right here.
Well, it's not quite the way we had it planned, but it's getting done. What do you think we can do about the tornado thing? Yeah. Except just get out of its way and let it go.
3 weeks later, with construction nearing completion, people filled the Spears' new home for a dedication celebration. They wiped their shoes carefully before entering and brought welcome mats, groceries, and a Bible for the new homeowners. The couple could barely find words to express their sense of gratitude.
That's great, Dave.
We're very happy. Very happy.
Joel and Betty weren't the only ones who were surprised by the speed of the build. Crossings Community Church Associate Pastor Jeff Stewart was also impressed.
It's amazing to see a house go from basically a slab in 3 weeks and you know, get to what we have here, a nice brick structure. And it's thrilling for us to be a part of. It's a real honor.
A week and a half ago, the couple finally settled into their new brick home. During construction, Joel and his wife had to commit to 50 hours of what Habitat calls sweat equity. But in actuality, they put in closer to 80. Now, the Spears get to pay off their house without interest. There's still a long way to go in rebuilding. Central Oklahoma Habitat for Humanity has already started on 2 more houses and plans to build up to 400 homes for area families over the next 3 to 5 years. For the Oklahoma Tornado Project, I'm Kate Carlton.